I move Queen's Bishop to KB4.
It's not fair that you know everything about me, but you never tell me anything about you.
True. It's not fair. I try to look regretful and obliging.
I mean, Ruth and Helen and Megan and Laura tell me everything, and I tell them everything.
Everything?
Yeah?
Well, I don't tell them about you. Oh, why's that? Claire looks a bit defensive.
You're a secret. They wouldn't believe me anyway.
She traps my bishop with her knight, flashes me a sly smile. I contemplate the board, trying to find a way to take her knight or move my bishop. Things are looking grim for White.
Henry, are you really a person?
I am a bit taken aback.
Yes? What else would I be?
I don't know. A spirit?
I'm really a person, Claire.
Prove it.
How?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think you could prove that you're a person, Claire.
Sure I can.
How?
I'm just like a person.
Well, I'm just like a person, too. It's funny that Claire is bringing this up. Back in 1999, Dr. Kendrick and I are engaged in philosophical trench warfare over this very issue. Kendrick is convinced that I am a harbinger of a new species of human, as different from everyday folks as Cro-Magnon man was from his Neanderthal neighbors. I contend that I'm just a piece of messed up code, and our inability to have kids proves that I'm not going to be the missing link. We've taken to quoting Kierkegaard and Heidegger at each other and glowering. Meanwhile, Claire regards me doubtfully.
People don't appear and disappear the way you do. You're like the Cheshire Cat.
Are you implying that I'm a fictional character?
I spot my move, finally. King's rook to QR3. Now, she can take my bishop, but she'll lose her queen in the process.
It takes Claire a moment to realize this, and when she does, she sticks out her tongue at me. Her tongue is a worrisome shade of orange from all the Doritos she's eaten.